I come from a family like where my grandmother prepared me for my birth to be traumatic because of her experiences in the Indian hospital. And a lot of women, I feel, especially from the smaller communities, still carry that. They're still prepared. They still come in here scared, and they have this wall up. They have this guard up. And I like to enlighten the staff about that, to let them know that, like, hey, this is where we come from. This is how our people have been treated. They feel that you're gonna put them through horrendous things because of their skin color, because of where they come from and who they are.
It's one of life's most vulnerable moments, childbirth. For many Indigenous mothers, this moment is shadowed by past trauma and mistrust in the healthcare system. But at Saskatoon's Jim Pattison Children's Hospital, Indigenous birth support workers like Christine Thorette are helping rebuild that trust. One of the key practices they bring into the hospital setting is smudging.
I really enjoy smudging with patients because I always grew up smudging, and it was just our thing to do. It was our prayer. It's so nice to be able to smudge with patients. You're like, oh no, I didn't know we could do that here. That's so nice. I'm like, yeah, we could do that. And they really appreciate it. There's even patients that when I mention it, they're like, I've never smudged before, but I do want to connect with my culture. So I'm like, yeah, let's smudge. I'll, you know, teach you the basics. Smudging is lighting either sweetgrass, sage, cedar. We just light a small amount. And it's a way to like pray and cleanse ourselves, bad energies. The smoke carries our prayers to Creator.
For Keisha Martell, one of the most rewarding parts of her job is playing a role in bringing important traditions back to life, like one you may not have heard of, the belly button pouch.
It's a really important part that was lost, and so bringing that back and teaching people and giving them that education about what the umbilical cord means and the ceremony you can do with it, and even educating people that if you may not have the belly button from your other children, you can still do the same ceremony and you can still give thanks and you can still do it without that physical umbilical cord from baby. And then just having that little physical belly button pouch to go and give them, it's nice. It's nice to get a little something after you have a baby. And then with the teaching along with it. When baby's umbilical cord falls off, traditionally you would either keep it for a year or you can do it right away and you bury it. And it's like an offering. You're thanking the Creator for that baby, and it's what you want for baby. It's very weirdly accurate, whatever you pray for and whatever you're wanting for the baby. So say you want them to be connected to the outdoors and you want them to hunt and fish and trap, then you can put them outside in the forest. It's traditional to bury a little boy's umbilical cord in an anthill or a wood pile so that they're strong. It's just whatever you want for that baby, what you're hoping to give them. And it usually works out very, very weirdly accurate for whatever you're asking for that baby.
Brittany Jaworski describes her role as one of advocacy and reassurance. As a doula, she's there to support not only the mothers, but the entire family, providing a voice and helping navigate a system that can feel overwhelming.
We do so much. We hold space for our patients. We let them feel their feelings. We validate their feelings. We help advocate for them. We give them the space to be able to use their voice in a safe way, that they know that they have somebody in their corner that will be like, yes, this is actually what she wants, and be able to help the other care providers hear their wishes. We get to make it a ceremonial time like it's supposed to be, by whether that's smudging with them, whether that's having powwow or round dance music playing in the background, being surrounded by aunties and cook-ums. Every delivery will be different, of course, for what they want and hope for, and we just get to be their calm in what might be their storm. There's so many times that I can think of that I'm like, damn, this is why I'm here. This is what this role is for, whether that's being somebody's person during their delivery. You know, they might have their family surrounding them, but I've had patients be like, when we're like, okay, we're gonna have a baby now, like, who do you want at your bedside? And they're like, I want you. I want your hand. I want you to hold my leg and be the counter or whatever it may be. And then there's times when you're sitting and spending 3 hours with a postpartum mom who's in a room by herself with a baby that won't stop fussing, and you get to hold that space for her, let her know that it's okay to get frustrated and feel all these feelings, hormones, all of that exhaustion, like, but I'm here for you and I will help you with whatever I can. Maybe it's getting you a cup of ice, but I'll do that for you, right? It's those little things, those little moments with these moms. Other times it might be providing education to our coworkers, our healthcare staff, whether it's nursing, doctors, you know, they're asking us about what's a belly button pouch. I was sewing them at the desk yesterday and there was nursing students, and so educating them on that. And advocating, being able to stand up and advocate. And it's not that we're choosing sides, but we're voicing what our patient is wanting. And it's not always easy to have to stand up and be that person. But advocating for them when they feel like they can't, because as uncomfortable as it is for us to have to voice the things for them, I can't imagine what the patient must feel in this Western medical setting. Our role is part of the Truth and Reconciliation Act. We are here to make them feel safe because of what has happened in the history of birth and Indigenous lives. And acknowledging that can break down those barriers so quickly. You know, you go in, you introduce yourself and your role, and you see those walls come down and their shoulders drop, and that sigh of relief to know that I have an ally, I have somebody who understands, and they are here for me.
These Indigenous birth support workers are helping heal generations of trauma by offering support, understanding, and the dignity that every family deserves. At the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatoon, I'm Brittany Caffey.